Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 146 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box, and it's a solo dolo episode. It's just going to be me and you now, today. So it's still going to be the usual. We're going to go through all the latest hot topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and what's on our radar. If you want to send any bits and pieces in, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So yeah, so let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started. Child, I don't even know where to start because I feel like I haven't done this in a hot minute. And I feel like a lot of things has happened in the K-pop world for the past 2 weeks, I'm going to say now. So wow, it's been a while. So I hope you've got your snacks, your drinks ready because I feel like it's going to be a long one. Of course, I'm not going to go through every single thing, but if there is a story you would like me to discuss, then make sure you know, hit us up on socials at How You At You. But I thought I'm gonna call this like the contract special because this hot topic is all about renewals and breaking away from agencies and stuff like that. So let's get started. So rumors have emerged that Sehun and Chanyeol from EXO would carry out their solo promotions through a new agency and no longer through SM. This agency was founded by Jung Hoon-tak, former CEO of IHQ. However, SM promptly denied these rumors. According to the company, the contract between EXO members and SM, which was signed last year, is still valid. Therefore, the groups and members' activities will still continue under SM. However, not so long after that was revealed, there was more news about more EXO members. So Dio is leaving SM Entertainment. It was revealed that his contract with the agency will end at the beginning of November, so it's probably ended by now, or about to end. EXO's Dio has confirmed to set up his own company where he will manage his own solo activities, not just musically, but within acting as well. And I'm excited for this. I feel like this is why, I think I said this to Shay, maybe the last episode we did together, or maybe the episode before, when he was doing doing interviews and stuff. He seems happy. Not that he seemed grumpy before, but like you could tell, like, you know, there's something new, something fresh. So maybe this is, you know, this is an exciting journey for him. Yeah, I feel like we don't have much to worry about. I feel like EXO, they will come together when they need to come together. And as I said, more contract news. There's going to be a lot. So the contracts of 50-50 members, Aran, Sina, and Seo, I apologize if I'm butchering their names, have been terminated by the CEO of Attack. He states that strong legal measures will be taken against the members. And I just want to know what can he sue them on? But that's a story for another day, I guess. Kina will remain with the company after she cancelled her appeal to suspend her contract. And that's the tea that I want to know, okay? What made her decide, you know what? I'm just going to go back. Is it like Stockholm Syndrome? Is it like, you know, she doesn't think that she'll be able to achieve things that she wants to achieve outside of the company? Because then news after that came about that basically Attack will be reorganizing 50-50. So Kina will be part of the group and then they'll just add new members. And I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like it is to spy the other members. I don't know. Maybe they said to Kina, you know, she will be the lead or there'll be more focus on her. I don't know. Yeah, so it's a bit mad to... I would have just put her in a new group or I don't know. But I guess they want to ride the 50-50 coattails, especially with their song being such a big hit. So there's that. And last but not least, I don't know if B2B have not renewed their contract with Cube Entertainment, or it's just that there's reports about it. Apparently, there's been reports that there's been issues over trademarking. There's been reports that there were no issues over the down payment Cube would pay to the group, but it was over the B2B trademark. The issue was the amount their members would have to pay in order to keep their trademark. 5 out of the 6 members have reportedly not renewed their contract with the company. A representative of Cube stated the contract renewal with B2B was still in discussions and nothing has been decided yet. So we still have to wait on that. And then there's this whole new, I just want to throw it out there because I am confused AF with the whole G-Dragon situation. Apparently, this is about like a couple weeks old now, but the police has reportedly booked Big Bang's G-Dragon for drug-related violations. News One reported that G-Dragon had been booked without detention by the Incheon Metropolitan Police Agency on the charge of violating the acts on the control of narcotics, etc. The police commented, because it's a case that's currently under investigation, we cannot reveal concrete details. Later that evening, so this was on the 25th of October, when asked to comment on the matter, YG told Export News G-Dragon is currently not an artist under the agency, so it is difficult for us to make an official response. And I think that's mad, okay? We'll get into this in a second. I think it's mad that there hasn't been like an official announcement from YG that G-Dragon is no longer a part of their agency. And to think that this man single-handedly built this company off the back of his labor. There was no farewell, no send-off, no cute montage, no, you know what, we wish G-Dragon well. No, I've just been hearing madness. Obviously, there was rumors, as I said a couple of weeks ago, that he had left, that he had signed with Warner. Again, I don't know if that's true. Then there was the stories about maybe he hasn't announced things because he's having this fight with YG to keep G-Dragon, which is his name, which is crazy because he, as I said before, he's had the G-Dragon name before he was even signed to YG. So, you know, it gives me... We shouldn't be surprised because at the end of the day, it's a business, they're a company, it's all work. But it just makes me laugh because it just reminds me of, you know, when you work for a company and they're like, you know, we're a family here, we're a family. You know, there's a whole thing of YG family. But then they don't care if, you know, touch wood, you drop dead tomorrow, your position for your position at work will be up. Will be advertised for someone to replace it the next day, because really and truly it's a business. And I say all of this to say, all my people that are working, don't work too hard, take breaks, don't make these companies for you, okay? Live your life. We're not on this earth just to work, do you know what I mean? But anyway, so that was part of it. And then the next part, I think, which came out like the 27th of October, then G-Dragon denies all allegations of him being investigated for drug abuse. He says, I have never taken drugs. I also want to state that I have nothing to do with the news reports about the violation of Narcotics Control Act that were recently released in the media. However, because I know that many people are concerned, I will actively cooperate with the investigation. And, yeah, so basically he'll cooperate with the police and stuff. And then I also saw like things, I haven't like seen official articles, but you know, like he basically found out with everyone else that he was being booked. Like, I don't know what's going on, but it's a whole lot of craziness. I know I saw something today or yesterday of him just making a joke of it, saying this is ridiculous. I'll go along with it because I have nothing to hide, but this essentially is wasting my time, and all I can do is laugh, essentially, which is crazy. So that's all our hot topics. that I'll have for this week. I didn't want to go into too much, but those were the key things that stood out to me. Again, if there's any stories you want to comment on, or if you want us to comment on a story, make sure you hit us up on socials at @HowYouAtYou. Moving on to our next segment, we'll say what? We send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. So let's get into it. Okay, so first unpopular opinion is Stray Kids members deserve to make solo music and take a break to find their individual sounds. I think, and I was thinking this recently, and this is not just related to Stray Kids, but sometimes I think, do you ever think there's ever members in the group that have like the least lines, but that's what they want. That's what they want. And then you have fans, of course, their hearts are in the right place, that rally behind them and be like, give so-and-so more lines, like unfair treatment. And then because companies are kind of bullied by the consumer, then they're like, okay, let's give Sean some more lines. And it's like, Sean didn't want that. I always think that all the time. Like, did I think, for goodness sake, why are my fans so good? I want to do the bare minimum and now I have to do more work. But according to back to the popular opinion, Stray Kids, if they want to do that and they want to venture into solo music, I think it should be explored. I know Sriracha, the Stray Kids rap line, they produce and, you know, they explore certain things. So there's that aspect. And I do agree. And I get, again, this isn't just aimed at Stray Kids. I think it's important, especially for the arts. Art is meant to reflect life, right? Life is reflected in art. And I feel like if, you know, these musicians aren't able to fulfill certain things within their lives and take breaks and explore the world, how can they elevate their sound, what they want, sounds that they want to play with, write their own music if that's what they want to do, or just wanting to explore new things if they're just trapped within a certain bubble. I don't have a super duper deep knowledge of Stray Kids, which is funny because I feel like I was there from the inception. Like, I watched, they came from a survival show. I won't say I watched the whole thing, but I watched a good chunk of it. And then, I don't know, I just kind of left them to it. So maybe that's a group that I should go and explore. Yeah, I just feel like this goes for any group. If for their music to elevate, for them to come into their own, they need to know who they are. They need to know the world that we live in. They need to be able to explore that. They need to be able to experience certain milestones. And being inside a bubble does not help. So I guess I agree with this opinion. Next unpopular opinion. More idols should act like Keyhole and be upfront with fans about weird behavior. I agree but disagree. I feel like I think Keyhole and other idols, he gives me extroverted vibes and he kind of just says what's on his mind and he has that kind of relationship with his fans. But I don't think every idol's like that. It's like when you have an argument with someone and then sometimes you replay the argument in your mind, you're like, oh, why didn't I say that? Or I could have said this. Sometimes people just process things differently, or some people don't like confrontation, or, you know, you may have certain idols that are like people pleasers, so it's kind of like they don't want to rock the boat. So it's kind of sticky. I think in those cases, if there are idols that are comfortable speaking up about certain weird behaviors, then, and they should, I feel like they should have the free will to say what they need to say. But if you're not that sort of person, I feel like companies need to have the backing of their artists a bit more. And if so-and-so, you know, feels weird about a certain behavior, then a company should release some sort of statement or something like, you know, if these certain behaviors continue or whatever, then there's going to be some sort of action taking place, whatever the case may be. But Yes, it's a bit of a sticky one. But I guess I agree and disagree, I guess. I'm in the middle about that. And last but not least, companies should step in when shipping turns serious enough for idols to get online hate and threats. Again, this stems from the other opinion. I feel like companies need to have their artists back a bit more. But then at the same time, unfortunately, these doodoo behaviors and certain things help fund the fantasy and help the money flow. So there's that kind of like bittersweet thing. But yeah, I feel like companies should, you know, have their idols' backs. But yeah, that's my 2 pence, my 2 cents on these unpopular opinions. Do agree or disagree with anything that I've said? Make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, and you know, spill your guts, you know, speak your truth. Or you can, you know, send an anonymous thing at kpopbox.co.uk/How You At You and send your unpopular opinions. The juicier, the better. The more detailed, the better. It's all anonymous. You can give a fake name. Might be read on the pod. And now to the last segment of the podcast, which is On The Radar, where I talk about what's on my radar. On my radar, Taemin. Taemin is an artiste, okay? I haven't watched the MV for Guilty yet, but people keep, you know, making memes for the Rizness song. Now, this is not aimed at Taemin, but every popular term, slang term, AVE term that is popularized does not need to be a song. I'm sorry, I cannot take the Rizness. Seriously, I can't. If you singing about the Rizness, maybe you don't have no Riz. Let's start there. And I love me some Taemin. You know, I'm a shiny babe, but I guess to be real, like, I haven't heard the full song, so I need to divulge in that before I have a full-fledged opinion. But yeah, it cracks me up, I'm not gonna lie. And on top of that, I want to say, Jesse Gum, that is such a catchy song. I feel like there's been a discourse online, like, some are for it, some are against. I feel like she's just bringing the fun back. I think it's interesting because one of the reasons why she left P Nation, she said she wasn't able to explore sounds and stuff that she wanted to do. And then this is her first release, but I know there's people saying, but it sounds like something that she could have released under P Nation. But I think maybe she's releasing this first, you know, to create hype, let people remember this is Jessie, and then maybe her next release she'll show a different side. Whether that's her singing, because she hasn't sung in a while. People forget that she can sing. Whether that's singing or she's rapping about something else. But yeah, give people time. And sometimes don't take music so seriously. It doesn't have to be that deep. It doesn't have to be that deep. But yeah, guys, this is a quick poddy. I think it's a quick episode. I feel like it's quick. Episode. Hope you guys have enjoyed. Let me know what's on your radar. I've been Shanice from K-Popbox. You can follow me at K-Popbox_. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I know I've said this for like months and months on end, but I am hoping there will be a return soon. So keep your eye out, keep your ears to the streets. Hopefully Shay will be back next week. I'll be back regardless, because we can't be missing episodes, child. I don't like it. I don't like it. But anyways, until next time, I will holler at you. Peace. Bye.